It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. On average, someone who climbs a 14er winds up pumping about $200 into the state's economy. That's according to a study by researchers at Colorado State University. They've also found climbers are willing to pay a premium to climb certain peaks. The findings could help land managers and local officials decide whether to charge for access to 14ers and what the impact could be if that access is closed. Catherine Keske is an economics professor, and she led the study. Catherine, welcome to the show. You can't buy lunch on the trail. Where are people spending all of this money?
You know, logistically, to hike a 14er, even if it's a day trip from Denver, you have to be at that trailhead pretty early in the morning. So a lot of people are spending the money for hotel rooms, lodging, typically the night before, and sometimes they're so beat when they come off the trail the night after. During our survey, what we asked were people's expenditures in a 25-mile radius of the peak that they were climbing, as well as in the state of Colorado. Presumably within that 25-mile radius, there's a lot of small cafes usually, last-minute things to prevent blisters, items that will help you sustain yourself going up and down the 14er.
And I gather the relevance of asking within 25 miles of the peak, or of the mountain at least, and then statewide, is to say what of that is being spent in the backyard of the 14er and what is being spent in the state.
Yes. To give you one example, for when we did a study on Mounts Lincoln, Democrat, and Bross, which were closed in 2005, we studied Quandary Peak, which is just up the road as the crow flies, maybe 10 miles. For those of you familiar with the area, it's not very far from Breckenridge. What we found was that $221 was the median estimate spent just to hike Quandary Peak.
Okay.
191 of those dollars were actually spent within 25 miles of the peak. So
the
presumably,
vast majority.
The vast majority.
You're getting here at the subtext of this, which is that several 14ers have been off limits because of liability reasons. And so to study Mount Quandary is to study one that is similar to those that have been closed.
Yes.
And what did you say people spent at Quandary?
Collectively, what we found, the median amount per person was $191. And then the total that they'd spent in Colorado was $221.
And is that a lot? Is that number a surprise? Put that into some context for us.
Yeah, that is a great question. And I think that's why we're getting quite a bit of attention about the project is because, and I'm going to refer to an old stale joke that recreation economists a lot of times say, and I'll attribute it to a friend of mine up in Wyoming, that a hiker typically goes into the woods with $10 and a spare pair of underwear, and they haven't changed either one in a week. So what we find is that compared to other rock climbing studies, which have shown $35, $45 of expenditures, we're finding people are spending considerably more. Now, why is that? Two reasons. First of all, it's kind of what I think I mentioned before, logistics. You want to get back off that summit before lightning hits, and so therefore you need to start wickedly early. The second thing is because what we're finding is people place a lot of value on these 14ers and therefore willing to spend more money to climb them. And they state that, in fact, the 14ers provide even more value up and beyond what they've spent.
Now, let's talk about how you got your data. You asked hikers directly.
That's right. We've passed out roughly close to 1,008 page surveys, and this has been across the state of Colorado. We couldn't have done this without the help of numerous volunteer groups, such as the Colorado 14ers Initiative. We had protocols for volunteers to pass out these surveys in parking lots, usually after 14er climbers had finished. We were getting at three main categories. First of all, how much did you spend? Second of all, what are your demographics? Where are you from? How old are you? Was it crowded? And third of all, asked some yes-no questions about if fees had increased, would you still hike this 14er?
Would you pay a premium to hike a 14er?
Yes. More people said, yes, if costs increase, I would pay more.
And so given this data, what recommendations are you making?
Well, let me put this in a broad terms. These peaks provide tremendous value to Coloradans. And if something happened to those peaks, we would lose something to our sense of place to Colorado. The fact of the matter is that they're sustaining heavy damage due to recreation. So what do we do about that? Well, I do recommend a massive education effort so people can understand the damage that can happen due to overuse. bringing the economics, one thing we can do is called peak load pricing. People are familiar with that with water. You pay more for water during certain times of the day. What we're proposing, myself and my colleague John Loomis, is we're proposing perhaps instituting a fee during the high use times where people are more likely to walk off trail and cause damage. Those high use times are typically the weekends.
High use times and on high use peaks only?
Yes.
Okay, so you would do it based on time and place.
And I believe that combined with an education effort could shift the use to more weekday use.
One last question. You talk about recommendations to change pricing based on demand. Does that create mountain elitism? In other words, if I'm wealthy, I can afford to go during the weekend. And if I'm not, I have to go during the week when I may be working a job or two or who knows what.
What's interesting is a recent analysis that my colleague John Loomis and I have done is that we saw there was a little bit of that. When your income decreases, you are less likely to pay the fees. But ironically, with these mountains, more of the issue is substitutability. Plain and simple, people, generally speaking, are not willing to substitute. And so even though there is some effect on income, if somebody wants to hike that 14er, they will, by golly, hike that 14er. So to answer your question, we haven't found that mountain elitism is really there.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Catherine Keske is a professor and natural resources and environment economist at Colorado State University. Parts of this study were published in the July issue of Western Economic Forum.